So, hey everyone, welcome back to Create Your Ears Jordan podcast. This is Christmas specials with Michael Robbins, and we have him on board. So, before we begin, I just want to tell this is a second video podcast, and I'm very excited to do this because Michael Robbins is a guy who is very expert in audio stories and recording things because he's a professional voiceover artist, and I'm very happy to have him on board for a Christmas specials because this is something I was really waiting from since the month of June. And with that process, we did Prisoner's Daughter, and that time I know, okay, this man got really amazing voice. He is the one who can do Christmas stories really good. And he came to know in the month of, I guess, 2-3 months before, right?
I think it was May, April or May.
No. About Christmas. About Christmas.
Oh gosh, yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
You were all over it. You were excited. It's not even close to Christmas.
yep. But this is what we do as a planning and creator and producer thing. Sure. That's what our plan is. Like any channel does that. So that was a thing. So before, like we talked, welcome to the show, Michael Robbins.
Well, thank you, AJ. And I'm very happy for you that your podcast is doing so well. And was pretty cool to hear about Prisoner's Daughter. So that's pretty neat.
Yep. So it's early morning here. Early not. I mean, it's 11 a.m. But how are you doing today? It's, I guess, 9:30 plus here.
Yes, in California. It's 9:30 in the evening in Southern California, and it's cool here. But it's California, so it's, you know, it's pretty decent weather all the time, and you know, just nice to be on with you. Thank you.
Awesome. So you are looking the perfect Santa Claus for our show.
You know, I didn't even do this because of that. And now you brought it up.
What you do now, just click a selfie and send it to me or just tell someone, because now I'm going to add a hat on using the Canva, and I'm going to make your proper Christmas presentation.
Oh my God.
Get a selfie, and I'm going to do that because I don't have much pictures of you. You just send me some Google screenshot of Michael Robbins, and I'm using that. Just click some photos. This is looking very good. So,
all right, I'll do that tomorrow when I'm you know, take a break at work or something.
Yep. Awesome. So, to all the listeners, this is Christmas specials, and you must have heard Elves and the Shoemaker, which Michael Robbins is doing. He's played the part and he's done it wonderfully. You must have heard it because this interview comes after the release, and the episode aired on 4th of December. This is maybe, I guess, Wednesday, Thursday, when you will be listening. So this was an excellent storytelling. And when I was listening to that part, it was like some kind of different. Like I was just closing my eyes and listening to every word. It was very, very like wonderfully presented and delivered by you, Michael Robbins. Thank you so much for doing that.
Well, I appreciate the compliment. It's very nice. So
yeah, I love your voice, and that's why I wanted you. So I am really happy at this moment. This is our first Christmas. Last year we did, but this was like this special Christmas because our show is now like building up stage. Last year was just step one, and this is the step two. So this is like new thing for me, and Spotify video thing, so people can see us.
That's
at this
cool
moment.
I love Spotify. I've been using Spotify. I've been paying for it for years, and my daughter, she had 66,000 minutes that she listened to this year. She sent me her thing yesterday or the day before.
Yep. Wrapped.
I only had like 5,400 minutes. But she listens to a lot. She loves music. So it's Spotify's awesome. I love it. And I'm glad that they're doing video for podcasts. Yes. That's huge. And that's huge for you.
As a creator, it's a good thing because now we can showcase a lot of artists around the world, and they get a chance to get featured on the show. As our show is doing pretty good, so it gets a chance for them to highlight their skills, and people can come to know about their whole thing, what they're doing. So, let's begin with the first question. This is a Christmas thing, and we are in the Christmas month. We are in the December 2022.
Yeah.
So let's go back, I guess, 30, 40 years before, when you were like 6, 7, 8 years old. How did you celebrate Christmas when you were a child, like growing up?
Well, I moved around a lot when I was a child. My mother is German. My father was in the armed forces, in the Air Force, and stationed over in Germany, met my mom there. So I spent a lot of years moving around. And I think when I was probably 6 or 7, I think I was in Germany at the time. And my grandparents, my German grandparents, those were the Christmases that I loved, because they do it up right there. They do Christmas Eve, and I still love Christmas Eve. So Christmas Eve, you open up the presents, you have some great food and all the good stuff when you're a kid. So that I really enjoyed that. That was my favorite.
Wow. So you have a German background. What was that
Yes.
story of coming to America?
You know what? It was kind of seamless for me because, I was born in Germany, yes, but my father being in the armed forces, I'm a US citizen. So, it was no big deal for me. It was a big deal for my mom, but not for me. And so we moved around a lot. I've lived in a lot of different places, and you have to learn to adjust and make friends. And I did that, and that was not easy when you're young, because then, dad says, "Hey, we got to move. We're
Sure.
moving to, Lancaster, California, or Omaha, Nebraska, or Kansas City, Missouri." I mean, yeah.
Oh man.
So that was hard. It was
So
not easy.
yes, I can see that. I can see that. I mean, I can't imagine moving places, so everything, the environment, people around you, the culture and the nature around you, everything changes. So the question was different, but as you told me about this whole moving thing, I have a question for you.
Sure.
How celebrating Christmas, as you told me about, it was all about gifts and all, but how celebrating Christmas changed when you shifted places? Like you were in this A place, then you changed it to B. So celebration was changed. How was celebration changed, or was it the same?
It was pretty much the same. We received, as a kid, you're always excited about the presents, right? So we didn't have a big church background, so I didn't go to do the church thing or anything like that. But Christmas was traditional. We kept it the same. We had, we had good food before opening presents and gathering around the tree. I mean, it was a big tradition to do that, and that's what my mom grew up with. And I love that. I think it's great. We received gifts from my German grandparents. We'd get, big packages with beautifully wrapped presents, and my grandmother would wrap them nice, and she would have these great wooden little ornaments that go you could put on the tree. We did stuff like that. There's a lot of traditions that we did, like nice candles and all that good stuff.
So I was talking about here is like the friend circle. When you shift places, you might have made best friends in one place, and then you change places. That might be the Christmas memory for you. So how was that? How was your thing with the friends and the Christmas part? Like, was it good emotionally down? What was that?
It was hard in the beginning when I was younger, but as I got older, I got used to, making friends and becoming closer to people and that kind of thing. So it got a little easier as I got older. Probably when I was 9 or 10, I got better at it, and I made longer lasting friends, that we did a lot of, fun stuff together. And if I lived in an apartment or whatever, then I hung out with them and slept over their place, and we stayed up and watched Saturday Night Live and ate stupid food until late, and did all that. So yeah, I mean, I learned to adapt and make new friends. Yeah, I think that's helped me a lot. It's been a big deal.
This thing happening in early age, early period of your life, makes you more emotionally stronger because you've gone through all that emotional drama. So I think it helped you a lot with emotional stability and emotional, like being mentally strong with all this kind of trauma happening around you now, like after pretty much 10, 20 years now. So
Well, I was an only child too. I didn't have any brothers or sisters, so that made it even harder. And then I wished I had brothers and sisters, but as I got older, I realized, yeah, maybe it wouldn't be so good if I had brothers and sisters, because we'd probably fight all the time.
Okay. So Now, as you told me about, I didn't know that this shifting place, or might have forgotten, you told me in the last interview, but I don't remember at this moment. But when you told me about, like, you shifted places, and now here comes one question that I had in mind. Any special Christmas memory you remember, like, that was the best thing happened throughout this? It may be at any place that have happened in any period of time, but anything from childhood that you remember, special thing.
Whenever it snowed,
Oh,
whenever I
yeah.
lived in a place and it snowed on Christmas, that was awesome. That was the best time
Wow.
because I lived in a lot of places that, like Nebraska and Kansas City, and I lived in places that snowed a lot. And I lived in Lancaster, California. That didn't snow,
Yeah.
but a lot of places I lived snowed, and that was cool. When you're a kid and there's
Yes.
snow,
It's the best feeling.
you can't go wrong with that. You just can't.
Okay. Any memory that you remember, like that you remember throughout, like, oh damn, this is the best thing that happened. Like, okay, you remember every single time, any mischiefs or anything that you can recall at this moment.
Oh, I got a bike for Christmas one
Oh,
year. It's
wow.
my first bike, and
How old
but
were
I
you?
was young. I was young. I was probably like 5, 6.
Oh.
I rode a bike very young. I think I must have
Wow.
been 5, and it was in Germany, and I loved it. That's getting
Wow.
a bike for Christmas. That was
Yes.
the best.
Yep,
Yeah.
yep, yep.
And my
But
dad taught me how to ride. And I learned really quickly. So getting a bike for Christmas, big memory for me. And of course the snow. So yeah, I love that.
Awesome. This is really like lovely to listen. I can also imagine getting a bike. I didn't got a bike, but my brother got it, and we both celebrated that moment when we got a bike. And it's like Diwali is kind of Christmas for us in India. So that's the period where it's winter, it's kind of winter, and we are exactly, I can relate the thought of getting a bike. Thank you for sharing this wonderful memory. Let's go more deep into this emotional drama now.
Sure.
How has celebrating Christmas changed over the period of years? Like, as a child and now in 2022, like in this 40, 50 years, how the celebration has changed for you?
Well, I mean, I have a daughter. And she's 20 right now. So obviously, when you're a kid, it's all about you. What am I getting for Christmas? What are we doing? What am I eating? And then you go ahead and have a kid, and that changes everything. Up until that point, when you're really young, you go to a lot of places during the holidays, friends' houses, your parents' house. So you're kind of split all over the place. But when you have a child, that changes everything. It's all about them now. So, and you try to make it the best you can. You get them the coolest things. You do the funnest things. You make sure that your traditions are carried on, Christmas Eve, and pass that on, that sort of thing. So that's how it's changed, is it's morphed into, hey, it's all about your kid, your child, and of course your loved one too, your wife, my girlfriend. We want to have a nice Christmas together, and we want to enjoy each other's company. And that's how I think it's changed and has more meaning. It makes it a lot more special, when you have everyone together that you love, particularly your daughter and my girlfriend's son. It's all important to have them together. And it gets a little annoying, like you did when you were younger, where you go, oh, hey, it's time. I gotta go see so and so down at their house, and you're fragmented and you're split. And now it's like, I want everybody around and I want to enjoy it. So that's what's changed. It's become a lot more personal. It's become a lot more, I want to be together with everyone. And when the daughter says, I gotta go see my mom, who's in another place, then you're like, oh, okay. So she's doing the same, kind of the same thing, just in a different way. And you want her and her attention to be with you. So, but they're young, so there's not much you can do about it.
Well,
It makes me cry.
I yes. It's kind of very family drama thing for you. For you, I think that you calmed down with the celebration part, with over the period. Like when you were young, you used to celebrate, go out and do things. And now, as you became a, you had family, you have daughter, 20 years old, and now you have calmed down. Like you want to spend much time with the family rather than going out and see things happening. You want to make it special for them and make it more memorable, because these are the years, you know, after 5, 6, 7 years, everyone will spread out, may not get that much time. But yeah, I think like you slowed down and you thought like, okay, I want to make this particular period more special. So it becomes a memorable thing for me.
And when you get older, things go by very quickly. And when am I this year? I'm 56.
56.
Things go by really fast now.
Yes,
Like it's already
that's true.
December 1st
That's true.
today that we're recording this.
But
It's
one
like,
thing, one thing I'd like to share here, add on to your thought, like how things go very fast is you are busy and you're loving the work. You are very into the work. You love the process. You love the work, because that's what I can add on to that. The moment you're busy with the work and things happening, you don't know what's going out. Like, okay, how the world changed. Like, okay, it's December. The moment you are not loving the work, no, not loving what you want to do, or not in something that are engaging you, you started counting the days. You started,
And you don't
okay.
want to do that. That's no fun at all.
Yes. So I guess that's the thing, because I see that happen with me, and I can just add on that to the thing that things are changing really fast. We are like in the end of the December 2022. Okay. This was wonderful. You shared pretty much very like heartwarming thing here. Now let's jump on our project that we did, Elves and the Shoemaker Christmas specials. To all the listeners and the viewers, I just want to tell you that I didn't know about this, and I don't think that you knew. It's a three part. It's the world famous fairy tale, first thing, the like popular and the most known people have read about it, known about the elves and the shoemaker part. But it is a three part thing. It's three mini stories. It's not just one story. It's story about the elves, and the shoemaker thing is just one story. We have two mini stories after that, and this is the thing that I didn't know. And also, I did this story last year. I had the draft ready, and I did it with some another artist, but it didn't went well. Like it was the voice was not pretty, but matching what I want to do, and I just canceled out the whole thing. This year, I thought like, okay, I have someone who can do this and give justice to the whole thing, and we have in front of you, Michael Robbins. I just want to know your thoughts on this whole fairy tale thing, Elves and the Shoemaker, and the three mini stories that we are discussing. Please share your thoughts.
They're good stories. I think probably my favorite out of the bunch is the first one. It gets a little darker towards the end, which is kind of cool too, because Halloween just ended and you're still kind of in that spooky, I like doing books that have mystery and there's something mysterious going on. I like that kind of thing. So the last two stories, they had some of those elements in them. But the first story definitely
The
reads
best.
Christmas all over it, with the surprise in the morning when the they're already made, and I love that. So there's a lot to the stories. I really enjoyed them. But the first one got my Christmas going. I enjoyed that.
So the third one is about the changeling thing, and when you see that happening, because I've edited it and it went really well, so when you will hear it, you will be in that zone. It's a very short and small story, so I didn't
Very
got
quick.
much time to actually, I have to edit your part. You know, you were saying those words, and the words are very matched, like scenes changes when the words change, and it's that fast, so I have to cut your voice down and keep the gap and add the voice effects and sound effects in that, so it feels very real. So the third story, to all the listeners, the third story, which is about the changeling, you should listen it now. It's not out, but when you're listening to the story, it might have been like pretty much on 4th December. The story will be out. First story, everything, the sound effects, like you will love this when you hear it, and it's done really well. with the edit
can't
part.
I can't wait to hear your effects.
You'll love it.
Because
You'll
you're
love it.
very good at it.
Yep. So you'll love it. You'll see the effect when the elves come, when they go out, when the child thing happens. You will see that transition happening in the story, and that's what one part I really worked on because I didn't got that much of time to add on the effects, but I tried so that it looks that things are happening when you close your eyes and put on your headphones and listen elves and the shoemaker. You did your part really awesome. That made my job really easy. So that was the one thing.
Thank you.
Now, please tell the listeners and people who are going to watch it, where can they connect with you on social media and websites and all? Please share the details. Where can they
I
contact?
appreciate that. You can see my website of the work that I have done and could do for you, perhaps. Voiceoverbyrobbins.com, and also you'll find me on Audible. Just type my name in, and you'll find about, gosh, 24, 23, 24 books now, and I'm doing three right now in addition to working full time. So,
Awesome.
yeah, no, I've been doing audiobooks for the past 6 years now. Gosh. And yeah, cool, all
This is
kinds of books.
awesome.
So
Awesome.
pretty
Like,
cool.
yep. Wonderful. Wonderful. You've been doing this for a very long time, and this shows like how like you are an expert in this field. To everyone that Instagram, the website, the mail will be mentioned in the description of this particular episode. You can also see down the line because now when I'm editing, you'll see everything down this. So you'll see the email and the website down here when you're watching on Spotify. And to all,
Down here.
what I can do, I mean,
Click and
like,
subscribe.
yeah.
I watch a lot of YouTube.
So this is a thing that now I got a feature. So I like previously it was just like
Yeah.
people listening. So just go and watch it, like check
Now
the website.
video is going to be really important.
Videos now. I'm working, I'm putting a lot of energy, you know. I don't do this kind of thing. I just ask my question and that's my part. Now I'm pretty much putting like 20, 30% more energy. So yeah, that's the change I'm doing because I'm really excited. And now
Video's hard. You're doing really good. I'm not a video guy.
Yep. I wasn't, but like I had acting and film background, so that became easier, like bit easier. Like I can add on, and this is not like
Yeah,
I'm
you're a
doing it
good
like
interviewer. You're a good interviewer, AJ. You really are.
I'm
Good
doing it like
personality.
doing from last 3 years. I was not this kind of guy at this moment because, but I'm doing consistently from last 3 years. You like with the experience, you know where you should go hang around and. How the journey should be. So, yep, that was the thing. Now we come on quickly to the Spotify Wrapped. I just want to share the Spotify Wrapped 2022 for our podcast. The guy you're watching, he played a bigger part to our episode of the year, which is Prisoner's Daughter. We had Michael Robbins doing the part. So, Prisoner's Daughter is the episode of the year, which was heard, I guess, 696%. More listeners, 696% of more listeners that we got just
Wow.
from Prisoner's Daughter. It was in Omen's top 1%, and it was in Omen's top 5 best podcasts because the author, the writer, comes from Omen. He has very good like readers there, so a lot of people heard from Omen. So it was in there for a month in top 5 podcasts. Then we got 55% more listeners growth than 2021. Streamed in new 16 countries, now in top 30 most followed podcasts on Spotify. So this is just for Spotify. We have different listeners coming from India, which comes from Ghana app, and then from iTunes, it's different. So this is just particularly from Spotify that I'm talking about. Then
Wow.
we had yep, that was it at this moment. Where Peter's Tale of Peter Rabbit and Love of Long Ago were two other dramas were in the top 3 list, top 3 most listened episode of this year. Tale of Peter Rabbit and Love of Long Ago. So, yep, this was the Spotify Wrapped at this moment. And I'm just happy to share with you. And we are going to have Michael Robbins after the Burglar's Christmas with a very short clip where he talks about what thing is. Thank you so much. I guess we've covered everything, right?
I think it's been pretty thorough. You're good. Yeah.
Okay,
Pulled
okay.
some stuff out that I didn't even think about.
Yep,
So
yep, yep. That's I
very
think
good.
that this thing is really working for me. People don't expect like they'll go with this whole emotional thing and the experience, and that's a good thing happening. I that's what I love about this interviews that I do with artists. So thank you so much, voiceover artist, the one man army. The thing that you're doing, your work is really awesome. Thank you so much, Michael Robbins. You've been very great, and we are going to have you on this show like after 15 days. It will be not this big, but it will be like 5, 6, 7 minutes. But thank you for your valuable time. I'm really grateful to have you on this show. Take care. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you and your listeners and watchers now, and enjoy. Check them out.
Yep. Okay. That's been my time. Thank you so much. Okay, let's end this. Merry Christmas, everyone. Make sure you listen to Elves and the Shoemaker. Show not. Elves and the Shoemaker, and to all other three stories. Thank you. Merry Christmas. And this is Christmas special, so it's going to be more things this whole month. Stay tuned. Stay safe. Take care. Bye.
Us Christmas specials, the Elves and the Shoemaker, the first story from the Christmas specials, is now streaming.